Eleanor, good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
Dare I ask, what is our word this week?
Jumbo.
Jumbo. Mm. Okay. As in like enormous.
Yes. So, as in like enormous.
So can you, what's the like dictionary definition?
I mean, literally very large, unusual for its type. So I think we covered it with enormous.
Enormous. All right, cool. So where's it come from?
Well, the way it got into English is there was this guy, his name was P.T. Barnum in 1880. And basically, he bought an elephant called Jumbo from the Royal Zoological Society in London, which came from France, apparently.
So it's a French elephant.
It's just the elephant has taken a bit of a route.
It's
to
gone
get,
to France, yeah. To London, now
so
to...
So from France to London and then to the US.
Oh, jeez Louise.
So, because this guy, I think he owned a circus in the US. But basically, the elephant itself actually... was picked up in, I think it's Abyssinia, which is modern-day Ethiopia, in actually 1861. And so okay. It was about 20 years old, I think, 1882, when it got sold to this UN circus, US circus showman. And apparently the reason why it's gotten into our, I guess, modern-day lexicon is because there was just one hell of a lot of marketing. A lot of people, like, he was really, really good at talking about how incredible this elephant was and how it was the most enormous elephant he'd ever seen. You know, I was looking at it and I was like, okay, it is a bit bigger than your average elephant, apparently, but not that much bigger.
It's not the most enormous living creature.
Well, that would be a whale, but like...
Rhino, specifics
over there. I'm sorry.
Miss facts and knowledge, Rhino.
But apparently he was 11 and a half feet tall and weighed 6.5 tons.
That's a big creature.
Yeah, whereas the average bush elephant apparently weighs 6 tons.
So really, it's got into the English language just because of marketing.
I would probably say so. I mean, it is warranted. He did eat a lot. He ate 90 kilograms of hay a day and a barrel of potatoes. And two bushels of oats, 15 loaves of bread, a slew of onions. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure if that means like a bag or if that's an actual measurement. And several pails of water every day.
I feel you, Jumbo. That's
practically... Oh, and apparently they occasionally gave him a gallon or two of whiskey.
Oh, Jumbo.
It takes a gallon or two of whiskey probably to try and like put this elephant to sleep, I guess. I assume that would be why you would need it.
A gallon or two of whiskey.
Yeah.
A gallon.
I see. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not great at non-kind of...
I think it's like 6 litres?
Yeah, something along those lines.
It's a lot. It's a lot of whiskey.
That's a lot of liquid.
I just think gallon just sounds enormous anyway. So.
Well, he was an enormous elephant. So we know that it's come into the English language because of marketing, which is a pretty cool story.
Essentially.
But where does the actual word come from?
Yeah, so... It's disputed because, once again, he was picked up in Ethiopia.
Hmm.
So it could possibly come from a Swahili word. So it would be like a combination of two. So apparently Jambo, if anyone remembers Mean Girls, and she's like, Jambo, and it's hello.
Yeah.
So it could possibly be that or a combination of that and Jumbe, which means chief. So it could be like, hey, chief, to this enormous elephant.
Okay.
So that could possibly be how Jumbo came about. It was Jambo and Jumbe. But the other thing is that it could possibly also come from a different African language, which is from the West rather than in Swahili, which is more the East. And the West African language, apparently there's one that sort of sounds a bit like Jamba, and that one means like a clumsy, unwieldy fellow.
Which a baby elephant would be.
I feel that, well, he was 20 when he was born, so he wasn't a baby then.
Maybe he was just a particularly clumsy elephant.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
All right.
But apparently what's really interesting about that one was that the Jamba there, which is like associated with being unwieldy, is actually possibly related to how we say mumbo jumbo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which is a bit nonsensey.
Yeah, so it's like nonsense, unwieldy, but like a word.
Clumsy,
which I think is quite lovely.
I like that.
Yeah, and apparently first time it was as a product size was used in 1886, which was not long after this whole thing happened.
No, that's only a quick marketing campaign.
Yeah, that was only 4 years afterwards, and then they picked up Jumbo to use for cigarettes. Oh, sorry, cigars.
Cigars.
Mm, they're like Jumbo cigars.
Okay.
Within 4 years after the whole marketing campaign, and then Jumbo Jet came about in 1964.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
But do you want to know what happened to Jumbo? It's kind of sad.
I shudder to think, but yes.
Well, it was kind of sad, but in he was killed near St. Thomas, Ontario in 1885, and he was struck by a freight train. So it was very sad while the circus was loading up to travel.
So he really didn't get... He wasn't with that circus for very long.
No, only for like 4 years, I think.
Oh.
But that would have been a 24-year life, which is pretty young for an elephant.
It's very young for an elephant.
Yeah, so it's very sad.
Which is why captivity is never a good answer to...
Well, especially in a
zoo. Circus in the 1800s. Yeah. Oh, God, like poor Jumbo. Yeah. What an interesting... I honestly would never have thought we ever got a word because of marketing.
I think, oh, really?
No.
I'm sure there are plenty of others. I'll find another one for you.
Okay, I challenge you, word nerd. Find me another word that has made its way into the English lexicon because of marketing. I'm sure there are many out there. Even this morning when Chris coughed and I said, oh, Robitussin, because that's, but none of you have seen that ad.
Which
just absolutely shocked me to my core. No, but I guess there are a couple. Oh, I don't know. I could go on.
There definitely would be, because it sort of gets into the, collective consciousness and people start using it.
And becomes quite a cultural phenomenon almost.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, very interesting. Jumbo, our word of the week. Eleanor, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome.